To CPR News and KRCC, I'm Nathan Heffel. An equine influenza virus has been identified as the likely cause of the death of now more than 90 wild horses at a facility in Canyon City. The Bureau of Land Management says the virus is not uncommon among both wild and domestic horses, and that the outbreak is mostly affecting wild horses rounded up in northwestern Colorado. The facility is now under a voluntary quarantine. A jury has awarded nearly $9 million to families suing a former Grand Junction fertility doctor who impregnated patients with his own genetic material. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg has more.
The Mesa County jury found Paul B. Jones and his clinic liable in the case involving three mothers who had requested anonymous donors. The Denver Post reports Jones is suspected of fathering far more children in the same way. Colorado lawmakers are considering a bill that would end anonymous sperm and egg donation in the state. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The Broadmoor has once again landed a 5-star rating in the Forbes Travel Guide. The luxury hotel on the southwest side of Colorado Springs earned the rating for its lodging, restaurant, and spa. Other locations in Colorado that earned the 5-star rating include the Little Nell in Aspen and the Madeline Hotel and Residences in Telluride. Strong, gusty winds are expected to kick up a lot of dust across the eastern plains and the San Luis Valley today. State health officials say the dust could reduce visibility on roads and highways and aggravate people's heart and lung problems, especially among children and the elderly. In Colorado Springs, it's 70 degrees and windy. This is CPR News and KRCC.